It's off the stairs in a neighborhood party.
Right on.
Man, look at that steady little stream.
Sweet.
Science in action.
I might have to double tap it again. I don't know how much is in there. Just before we actually go, I want to make sure that I can get a full fucking thing of it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, there it goes.
Yep. Okay.
Look at that fucker.
Right? All right. So, welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. My name's Justin Baroni, and this is Tyler Neely.
Correct.
And we are now going to do some Stundenglass with a little shot of Bailey's to start the show because it's been a while. Cheers, Tyler.
Cheers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's delicious.
Delicious. So, what we've got in the Stundenglass, which you probably can't really tell here, is, well, I mean, you can't tell because I didn't say what it was yet, is Pink Panties by Pistol in Paris. I've been waiting to try this stuff forever. Here we go.
Oh, I'm excited. So excited.
Yep.
That's a whole one, too, there.
Right? We're going to cheer Tyler this time, guys. Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I know I already said it, but I'm saying it again. Here we go. You ready? Booyah. It tastes really good. Like, it's so good, right? There you go. And then just for fun, we'll do another little... double tap. That's right. I got an email. I forgot. I told you already, but we got an email. So now it makes it
with the bangs.
Way easier to do it. Here it comes to your face. I love doing this Stundenglass. It's so much fun.
That's fucking nice.
So the Pink Panties is actually, let's see, what is it here? It's, I think, 78%. Oh my God, my eyes suck. Yeah, 78.6% THC. It's a cross between, I found it. No, sorry, not a cross. It's diamonds and sauce. And yep. I don't know, what would you say that tastes like while I take this flip?
Man, I can't even give it. It doesn't give the turkeys, no, because we went through this, yes, when we first came in. Man, I don't know what that flavor is because it's hidden with the Baileys at the same time. Right. So, yeah.
It's
definitely smooth.
Yeah, when I first tried it, because it was mixed with Alaskan Thunderfuck, which we will do later in the episode, but it's very indica. So.
This would be a very short episode if we started with that.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a lot. Especially when you haven't done it in a while. I've been taking a few breaks off the Stundenglass because I always do. The thing with the Stundenglass, or any concentrate really, is that I find if you smoke it consistently, like if you smoke it every day, no, I'm good.
Gotcha.
You can just, if you want to, yeah, that's perfect. Yep. Whatever. I find if you smoke it every day, you need like a couple days off. You know what I mean? Like you can't really, it's not designed to be something that you use every day, in my opinion. Absolutely. I know that people do.
Yeah.
But like I feel like it was, it's more of like a treat. So like you have to, because it's also so potent that it like, you have to give yourself a couple days to be like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, man.
You know?
And, like, both times I've hit this freaking thing, like, it's always been delayed by, like, 5 minutes or so, and then it really hits. So, like, it's good to give yourself time after the Stundenglass.
Let me tell you.
Hang on to that one. I actually got my own.
Oh, there you go. See, look at that.
Twinsin'.
Twinsies. Love so, what I was just trying to pass Tyler was the Liquid Blunt vape. That's by, who is it by again?
It's Electric Smoke, but it is Final Bell, I'm pretty sure. So the guys that do all that stuff like the Seven and stuff like that.
Right.
But hats off to them because they did a freaking great job on this one. I really, as I've said to a few customers, like I really thought it was going to be super gimmicky. And I mean, it's a little bit gimmicky, but.
For sure. Because it's. Forgot that wasn't on.
True enough. Yep, necessary.
Because it wasn't, because it's wrapped like a blunt.
Yeah.
Like it's got a blunt wrap on the battery. It's a little bit more, there's more to it. Like if you're watching, you can see it, but it's got a blunt wrap for the battery or around the battery.
Yeah.
It's got like a little golden seal thing, much like you would have on a cigar, like a good Cuban.
Yeah, proper.
And then it's got a gold tip and in between is the
liquid, obviously, but it's diamonds. It's liquid diamonds, and it's a throwaway. It's a full gram. I've had this thing for 2 weeks. I bought this one, took three hits off it, went back to the store and bought another one.
Yeah.
Like, yep. I don't want to run out of it. Because it tastes like a blunt.
Straight up. They did a very good job with it.
Yep.
Yeah, and the fact that it's liquid diamonds, I think it's creme royale, I want to say.
It is.
It
most definitely is. Yeah. Vanilla is the flavor. I've been trying to put my finger on it for, like, I don't know, forever.
Yeah.
And then finally I just caved and I read the, like, descriptions of it. I'm like, vanilla, that's the taste that you get on the inhale. And on the exhale, you get the blunt flavor.
Yeah.
Right?
Big, like, time.
It honestly tastes like a solid blunt.
Yeah, and I was like, I was still unsure of myself after I had tasted it. I had to sell it to somebody that I know would actually report back to me.
Right.
And be like, yeah, man, yeah, it's there. I need another one right now. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So much like when I first tried that one and was blown away.
Yeah.
The next thing, when I tried the Alaskan Thunderfuck by Vortex, which is in this little container, I didn't throw out the thing, but it's not down here, so I can't show you it. Oh, I knocked the thing over, sorry. Alaskan Thunderfuck. Let me depict the first time I hit this thing. So I was texting Tyler at the time, and I was flipping the student glass, okay? I put in, in Canada, you can only buy concentrates in a gram at the most, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So it's not like you're going to do the whole thing in one dab because you want it to last because it's quite expensive. So when you take a hit of this stuff to try it, you're not doing like a half gram or a whole gram. You're doing like, I don't know. Yeah, just the size of not even a dime. Smaller than a dime.
I'd say like a grain of rice, but even sometimes you'll do half a grain of rice.
That's true.
As a nice little chunk.
If it's really strong.
Long grain rice.
Definitely. Cooked rice.
Cooked rice.
Because like it's a little nice
fluffy.
Yeah, it's bigger and like a little fatter. I keep knocking that. It's going to go over every time.
I know. It's just going to stay there now.
So I took a little, probably a little more than that. More than I should have. But I put it in the Stunden glass, and I took a hit. Now, when I say you take a hit, like you saw, if you're watching this, you would have seen us go through the Stunden glass, and it fills up like solid smoke probably twice.
Yeah.
Before nice you start stick. To just see like that, like a smog to it, like what's the word I'm looking for? Fog. That's the word. Yeah. So now it looks a little foggy because there's a little stuff in there, but that's what it gets you. But you can still smoke that, and it still gets you really high.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the flavor, though.
Just like, nice that's and the sealed thing. In there, you know?
Yeah.
Just waiting for you.
So I took this fucking hit, okay? And I swear to God, I almost fucking greened right out. Like, it took me no time. I think, like you say, 5 minutes in, I'm sitting there. I look up from, like, my little table in the garage, and I look out the garage. I'm like, oh. Oops.
Yeah.
Because I thought for sure I was going to end up on my fucking back on the ground. Like, I was in a chair. I was going to fall. But,
yeah, yeah. But, you know? Like, you're like, I need a nap, but am I even going
to
make it there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I have to go from the garage in the house up to, you know, it's a long way.
That's an ordeal. That's a journey, for sure.
Then about, 10, 15 minutes later, I give you a text. I'm like, the high is settling in now. Like, okay, this was the high to a T. This is the high of Alaskan Thunderfuck. Not pink panties, because you see what that does to me. But the Alaskan Thunderfuck made you shut right up. You couldn't, not that you couldn't talk, but you just didn't care to. You were very, I was very introspective. I started thinking thoughts, and I was looking outside, and I was like, oh, these thoughts are awesome thoughts. Like, thoughts about the podcast, thoughts about life, just cool thoughts, right? And fucking, within 2 minutes, I came back to, I was just thinking thoughts. What were those thoughts?
Yeah.
I don't know what thoughts I had, but I know I had thoughts, and they were good thoughts, but what are they now?
You were meditating, and you were just letting them fly by.
Yeah. It was so fucked, because I was like, I should remember this, and then, of course, you don't write it down or anything.
Oh, no. It's such a good idea. I don't need to write it down. Yeah.
And then, it was probably maybe, 10 minutes after that, Tyler gets a text. My toes are tingling. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said, my toes are tingling. And then I didn't want to sound like a doorknob. So I didn't say, oh, my ears are tingling. Because that's what happened after that. Once my toes, as soon as I noticed that my toes were tingling, then my ears started tingling. Like, right at the back at the top. And then from there, they just got warm.
Yeah, right? As a stoner, you got to be aware of all your senses. Dude. When one starts to go, you're going to know.
It's so true. It was so bad, though. Because then from there, I'm like, man, I can really feel my ears. I better tell Tyler that I can feel my ears. So I text him, I have two ears. I can feel my ears. Something like that. And then I go, my ears are warm. I can feel my ears. I'm very aware I have ears. Did you know that I have ears? Something like that. It was very ear-centric.
Nothing in between.
Right? It literally felt, the way it felt was that my ears were like, they'd been warmed up by like it's what I imagine weed would be like in a vaporizer.
Oh, yeah.
Where it just like all of a sudden of it. It's like
inside the stone glass.
Exactly. Yeah, where you're just like,
this little knob.
Rod. I'm warm. Right?
Yeah. Oh, this is nice.
Nothing between my ears. Just space and ears. I was very aware that I had ears. So that's how Alaskan Thunderfuck went. But after the first time, I found that, because I smoked it like every night after that, because
of course.
Who doesn't want, if you're an indica guy, right? Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want a fucking linalool-centric concentrate? Because I went through at work one night. Tyler and I went back to work in the evening because we had to do some things. And because I was in the vault looking, like passing weed out to the front, I decided I have time. So I'm going to figure out what concentrates out of all these concentrates we have actually have linalool in it. There's five, I think.
Yeah.
There were five concentrates with linalool. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like... Linalool is the basis for some of the best indica highs.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, that's the in-the-couch stuff. It's not caryophyllene. Everybody's like, oh, caryophyllene relaxes. Yeah,
that's
you.
Everywhere, man. It's right? Rampant. Just throw some, dude. Caryophyllene. Don't want it.
They put it in...
Beta caryophyllene.
Right? Anyways. They put it in fucking sativas. So you just get that, like, oh, I'm cool, but my mind is racing. Like, you want to know where anxiety comes from? It's the mix of that in the sativa. Because your body's going... Dude, well, your brain's going, no!
Yeah. Like, just split these things that occur naturally together. Yeah.
Fucking bad news, man.
Yeah. I remember the first time I noted it, it was in the blackberry gelato.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's in the LA Kush Cake as well, like the natural history. But yeah, the blackberry gelato was like notable the first time around. Because now it stays at a pretty standard percentage, like 25-something.
Yep.
25.2. But back when it was hitting a little bit higher, that was such a great bedtime weed.
Right?
That just linalool to the face.
Dude. That's why I like Purple Kush. Linalool is like one of the top three terps in it. And you, like, when you smoke a really heavy linalool-rich plant... Your body just fucking goes, yeah, man.
Yeah.
It just goes, hey, bro, I'll be right here.
Yeah.
For how long? Forever, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm content.
If this never wears off, I'm happy. I like that. And then Gorilla Berry, I think, had linalool in it. That's what also makes it good. Mm-hmm. We actually have a theory for one of our customers who's having a hard time finding some good...
good indicas.
Good, yeah, indicas for him, because he likes to have it so that, as he put it, I'm on the verge of a greenout every time. And, like, I get that. Don't get me wrong. I get that 100%. But that's where, with all the other stuff that's out there right now that we have,
mm-hmm.
right, we don't have anything that's that dense in linalool.
It's tough getting stuff in.
Yeah.
It's tough getting stuff in, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's our theory that this would be the thing that will like, if we could find more weed like that, mm-hmm. that he'd be much better off.
Yeah.
Because you can find, like, there's a lot of strains out there that have linalool in it. It's just like, for whatever reason, we fucking can't get them.
Yeah. For real. Except in some decent concentrates.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But you even then, you have to, like, hunt for it.
Yeah.
Right. So, true. Like, hunting for it's fucking, it's, dude, it's such a pain in the ass. How many concentrates do we have? Like, 50? No, not 50.
Not even.
Like, maybe 25, let's say?
Properly, yeah. 25, 30.
Yeah.
Like, shooting for the stars there,
like, we're supplying all of fucking North America.
What concentrates you guys got in? All of them. No, you don't. No, all of them.
Seriously, man, this shelf isn't even half of it.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah.
We've learned a lesson. We're storing it in fridges now.
Yeah. Right? So, yeah. So, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. So, it took me forever to go through all those to find five.
Yeah.
That even had Linalool in them. Like, out of the five that there was Linalool in,
mm-hmm.
there was only, I think it was the Afghan Thunderfuck, that it was the only one where Linalool was the top terpene.
Yeah.
Everyone else, Linalool was like the third bottom.
One down.
Yeah.
Yep.
And very little of it, you know?
That's usually where I find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that shit, like I told you, man, my fucking feet went tingly. And as soon, you ever smoked weed like that? Where you're like, yeah. you're sitting there and you're like, you don't notice it, but your feet have been tingling for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, my feet are tingly. Oh, wait, what's happening now? And then something else just starts and your feet stop and you're like, oh, shit, now I gotta pay attention.
Dude, I had it the absolute worst first time way back when hitting a popper. Because I always described it as like hitting a bathtub full of ice water.
Mm-hmm.
Where just like it hits you and then you just go. You're gone. If you hadn't done it before at all, you're done.
It's got to be the closest feeling, because I'll never do heroin. But it's got to be the closest feeling. Based on the depictions in TV shows and movies and shit where people hit heroin and they're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Right? Bye-bye. Like that's a popper.
Yeah.
A popper does, if you're a pothead, like the first one you ever hit, or even like if you haven't done them in a while and the first one you hit again, much like a heroin addict.
Yep.
Right? I can't believe I just fucking related that to a heroin addict.
But in terms of sensation.
Right? Exactly.
Obviously, it's like, not the
it's
same.
Not the same thing.
But just what you experience on the way down.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's the weed version.
That's right.
Right? So, like the guys that don't want to do heroin, I assume because I've done poppers, that's the most, like, that's the farthest you can go with weed. You start to imagine, now I bet you there's people that do, thinking about it, I never even thought of this till like right now, is people doing concentrate poppers, dude.
Holy shit.
Right?
Oh my God, no. That's like instant green out every time.
Right?
Just tell our customer that's what he needs.
Dude, that'd be a tough one.
You want to start on concentrated poppers?
Dude. Could you imagine? Okay, so let me finish my thought here.
Yeah,
but that's ahead. So that's what I equate, like, the sink from the popper. Because you take a popper, you're like, and the whole thing hits your face. Like, you smoked, like, a 1 gram in literally 10 seconds. That's what happened.
Plus a shot of, like, 20 milligrams of nicotine or whatever the hell you got going
and
in
and whatever
there.
Else is in that fucking air. Mm-hmm. So you take that and you're just like, and you do that fade back relax.
Yeah.
That's what I equate to, the heroin fade back relax, right?
Yeah.
But, like, that's the hooking part. That's why poppers are addictive versus like just weed being that addictive.
Yeah.
Because it's the feeling that the popper provides. Because you're also depriving yourself of quite a bit of oxygen. Because you're filling up. You're filling up like a
like
what is
this,
it?
Man?
Yeah, like a 600 milliliter, or not 600.
Like a
355 milliliter pop bottle, like a Coke bottle, right?
Yeah, basically.
So you're taking that. You're filling that all up, and then as soon as it pops, right to the head.
Yep.
And your whole body's just like, no oxygen? Oh my God, what is this? What is that?
And you're using the most depraved plastic and depraved piece of glass known to man.
If you're even using glass, because...
That's true. Like, some people with the fucking little nobulars that they got going in there,
That's what I... So when I did them, we used to use the metal piece that you buy in the lighting section.
Yeah.
Of fucking Home Depot or something. So imagine, like, that probably wasn't too good. I always tried to find the one that had no coating.
Right.
You know, like, fuck that.
Gotta keep it pure, man.
Yeah, you know? Like, if I'm gonna huff metal.
I'm gonna keep it, yeah. You know?
So, yeah, no, that was, so that, like, that's, it, taking all of that in a popper is such a drastic hit, and then the oxygen that comes with it, you green out almost immediately.
Yeah.
That's why I'm such an advocate for not doing fucking poppers.
Yeah.
Don't
especially at this point, like now that, like you said, now that all this is available, these people, like, you have way too many options now. Like, stop fucking doing poppers.
You have concentrates. Yeah. You have no reason to do poppers.
No. Nope.
Because you can do a concentrate and a dab. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's literally the same thing. Like,
that's right.
You don't even have to have a student glass. You can just, I love saying student glass.
Student glass.
Yes.
The umlaut is present, y'all.
It is stunning and glassening. It's like stoner chocolate.
Yeah, right?
I feel like I'm in the Swiss Alps. Like, if I was skiing, I'd want it on me.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Get stuck in a little, like, ravine or something like that. At least you got student glass. Well, I mean, half of it, maybe.
Like I told you the other day in the shop, like a camel pack.
Yeah, like a camel pack.
Absolutely. People just walk by, you spin it, you're like... What if you got caught off guard and you're walking down the road, you've got it on your back, right? And like,
yeah,
obviously
stop for a smoke.
And yeah. You have like an everyday, you have a battery that stays on forever. It never dies.
Yeah.
Right. And
solar
some
powered.
Yeah. And like, yeah. Yeah. Solar powered. Wind powered. Yeah. Right. So as soon as there's a breeze, it just starts flipping. And you're like, you're walking down the street, not thinking I'm going to take a puff. You're already high as shit. And some jackass walks up behind you and just slaps it. It just starts going, you're like, what's going can't on waste here. It. Oh, the camel pack is telling me something.
Another hoot, you're going to owe me a couple dollars there, bud.
Right. Dude. I like this pink panty stuff, by the way.
It's nice. It is right? Very nice, honestly. It has made me quite dry, I must admit.
Nah.
The pasties are present.
Did you like my honk of agreement?
Mm-hmm. Did I tell you? Oh, man. So I got it. If you watched the last episode, you know I got a dog. So
fuck yeah.
I started playing Crocodile Hunter with her, or Alligator Hunter, because when she puts her head up, if she's sitting in like your lap, and she looks up. She's a bully, an American bully. She's like 4 months old. But if she puts her head up, it's the same width as like a crocodile mouth. Mm-hmm. So I was all baked on the couch sitting beside her. And she looks up at me and I go, Crocodile Hunter. And I just closed her jaw with my hands. Like not hard, but just plain, right? And I got her all riled up. Well, now she plays it.
Oh, yeah.
So like if I catch her doing it, she'll like shake her jaw for a second and then let me close it.
Yeah, she's hamming it up.
Yeah. And then other times she'll just let me close it and be like, what?
Yeah.
It's now become our game.
That's great.
I say Crocodile Hunter and she does it.
Like, yeah. Oh, she knows.
It's the first trick I've taught her.
Now you just got to get it down to Crocky. And then you just say, and then it's go time.
Yeah. I think I have more luck at this point trying to get her to stop biting me.
Yeah. Yep.
He's got teeth like a motherfucker. But she's fun. She's awesome.
So.
And she doesn't do poppers, so she could be my friend forever.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
When people
keep her spry.
Right?
Yeah.
When people come into the shop and they tell me they do poppers, I kind of like.
I mean.
I kind of have like a, I look down on them a little.
Yeah.
A little. I don't mean to, but I do. 100%.
It's the same as like ex-smokers, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're still doing that? You know? Like, they treat us the same way in that regard. But it's like, because we've made it past that, so it's very easy to be like, oh, still doing that, eh?
Yeah.
But like, who knows how recently they started? Like, a buddy is like, oh, you never done a popper?
That's
like,
exactly
what way later in life, right? Yeah. That's how it always starts. Nobody really started doing poppers. There's just suddenly this guy that appeared. He's like, you ever done a popper?
Yeah. It's true. It's like he's on the show. It's like, that's your weed, like, what do you call it? Like, rapist. He comes out and he takes your weed virginity by catching you being like, you want to get high, bro? You ever been this high? Do you think? And then he's got a buddy that he looks at and he's like, bro, he can't take the popper. You can do the popper? You think you can do the popper? And his buddy's like, no way. No way, man. And then they abduct you because you're like, what is this popper you speak of? And you're like, I want to get super high. And they say, I can get super high. So you go with them.
Yeah. Of course. Of course.
No. You're getting raped by weed.
at the rightful age of whatever.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember how old I was when I fucking did that shit.
I was in my 20s.
20s? Okay.
I was 21.
Like, I was like 17. I'm pretty sure.
See, I feel like you have more of an excuse.
And, oh, yeah. But, like, the thing is, I had just started doing everything when I turned 17. Like, everything was, like, no holds bar.
Yeah.
Because I did nothing up to that point.
But that's the time when you should do it, though.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
It's true. Like, when I could still recover the next day and for the next coming months. And
your brain's not going to be total mush. Like, yeah. You know?
Yeah,
I was still functioning. You bounce back quicker. You know what I mean? Because, like, starting to do it in your 20s, you already had a basis for, like, bongs. And, like,
you're established.
That was the thing. I went straight from smoking joints to fucking doing poppers.
Yep.
Like, I'd hit bongs, but I never liked the bong because it was too much.
Right.
All of a sudden, somebody gives me a popper. It's more than a bong hit.
Yeah, yeah. But like, here's a compact version.
Right.
That you can take on the
go. You hit it, and you're like, the first time, you're like, oh, I'm hot. You forget what it was like. So you forget the fact that you were like, oh, my God, I can't feel anything. I'm dying.
Right.
Right? Or like, mommy. You know?
Yep.
you forget that, and then that becomes your thing now. Like, you drop everything else.
That's right.
And you're just like, I am the pauper. The pauper.
That's right. Puts you into that stupor.
Yeah.
You know? Like, this is where I'm at now.
Yep. And then I shit you not, it takes you probably like a year to a year and a half to fully kick a pauper habit.
I like that. That's generous. I appreciate that year and a half.
Yeah? Yeah, it probably took me a little longer, too.
Ran for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I mean, starting now. If you're to stop now. If you're to start now.
Well, but if what I mean is, because it also makes it, it also feels longer than it actually is when you're like in, because like when I started doing poppers, I think I was 21. And by the time I had stopped doing poppers, I was 24. But that's 3 years.
Yep.
Of like,
I mean, yeah,
every day, all day poppers. And then from there, once I started, like when I decided to stop.
I see what you're saying.
Right?
Yeah.
And actually make the effort to never smoke it again.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried, it took about a year and a half because the first bit, I would keep doing them. Like, you know, like when you try to quit cigarettes and you put a cigarette away, then you don't have one for like a month, let's say. Then you're like, oh, I just have one. And then you have one. Then next thing you know, within a day or two, you're back to a pack.
Of course.
That kind of thing with poppers. So
that's a little game that us smokers play once in a while.
Yeah,
just to keep it interesting.
Can you handle it, bro? I don't know, Mo.
You're going to stay right there.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk for a few months.
So, yeah. So that's kind of like the game that with poppers was it took about a year and a half where finally I was like, I can't touch this ever again. And it has to get you mad. Like, you have to hate you doing poppers to stop doing poppers. You know what I mean? And, like, that's what it came down to was I'm just pissing my fucking life away smoking poppers as opposed to, like, doing anything.
Man, right? It took, like, I actually remember the moment because I think I hit, like, my last three, right? Just one after another. And then I went outside. And of course, as you do, you have a cigarette.
Yeah.
Even though you just injected all the nicotine that you needed for...
Unfiltered.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, right?
Just...
Completely unfiltered.
Again, all of it straight to the head in one giant cloud.
Yep. And then just freaking went out for a cigarette. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yep.
Like, my mouth tastes terrible.
Yep.
If I can even feel it still.
Yep.
My throat is just always on fire.
Yep.
And my lungs are about to bite the dust. Yeah, so switching away from those horrible man-made things, we're no looking back. Joints.
Right.
Joints. I love the joints, man. And the occasional concentrate.
I fucking like that stuff, man. It's got, like, there's a bit of a citrusy flavor, but there's also, like, a candy flavor to it.
I noticed that, too.
Right?
Did you have the hot Cheetos?
Fucking, I feel like I did.
Yeah?
But I don't know.
Because are we still running?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just had the random thought. I don't know why. But, because hot Cheetos, this is what I noticed with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, the flavor is described as, like, candy... And, like, a little bit gassy and all that sort of thing.
Right.
But, like, it starts with a little bit of pepper,
mm-hmm.
followed by straight up, you remember rock candy?
Yep.
Like, the stuff on the stick?
Yep.
That is what it tastes like.
Definitely haven't had that then.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, like, it's still got the earthy cushiness to it, but there's this under, like, straight up rock candy.
Really?
It's wild. Yeah.
Huh. What do you know?
Yeah, that one's crazy. By the way, speaking of, caramel. That's the company.
Yep.
I don't know why I mentioned caramel. Oh, yes. The caramel is in here. So.
Okay, wait. Hold on one sec. I'm just going to switch the thing.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because what I passed you here.
Yes.
I
was going to ask you, what are we smoking?
Yes.
It's good addition to the pink panties, though.
It really is. It kind of has a nice leveling up effect.
Yep.
Definitely. Because in here is the Organic Cherry AK 1964. My all-time favorite, which has now left the market.
Yeah, it's gone.
Because they hate me.
Somebody, you know what? We'll just... Green Seal.
Yeah, if you want to pick that up,
please.
Yeah, just do a charity AK.
We know you guys can do it.
That'd be fantastic.
We know you can do it.
I'd say I'd pay you, but I don't get paid that well. But Cherry AK, Organic Cherry AK rocking here. Plus the Caramel Hash.
Yes.
So the caramel hash is animal face.
Yep.
Straight up. Animal face times at least 3, if not 5, is rocking here because it's 55%.
Yep. That is like one of the highest percentages you can get in a hash.
In a traditional hash. Like, that's a real nice one for what it is.
There's some dude watching this going, no, I can make 75% hash.
Great. Oh, excellent.
Thanks, Ted.
I mean, some of the, obviously the honey oils we get in, those are a little bit more up there. But
yeah, but that's still not hash.
That's true. That's honey hash. Exactly. But the fuck is I getting at?
Sorry, I totally cut you off.
All good.
The so it's
the hash.
Yeah, the hash. It's 55%. Is what you were saying.
And like animal face, straight up sativa.
Yeah.
And it's delicious, but like it's so, it's got that nice malleable, like just take little droplets, because that's what I do. I just go through layers, right? So these are just nice and.
Oh, you don't do the snake?
I don't do the snake anymore.
You do the.
I do little pinches. I take my time with
rabbit
it.
Turds.
Because I'm doing it in a cone anyways, right?
No, so I'm gonna. This is a very nice roll, by the way. I meant to mention that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's I had this for band practice the other night. I could just go for days, man.
That's a good like, zone in one.
It's a good one.
Yeah, cherry AK. With that is actually it is really nice. It's a good it is a really good addition to this, cuz so that this one's a hybrid with a sativa wrapped in it.
Yeah.
The other one I think is just a hybrid leaning sativa.
Hmm.
Although, like I said, the first time I tried the Pink Panties one, there was a little residue from Alaskan Thunderfuck. You want to talk about a high that's confusing. Part of me was like, woo!
Alaskan Thunder Panties.
Yeah. Alaskan Thunderfucker Panties. There you go. There's a fucking mix made in heaven. But seriously though, that it did fit together. It was just stupid confusing because the high was messed. So
yeah.
One second you're going like, woo, I'm doing stuff. And the next second you're all like, well, I was thinking about doing things.
Yep.
And it's just a constant roller coaster of that.
The battle.
You can't play video games on it because you can't. It's like it gives you ADD.
Yeah.
If you add both those together.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
That's the best way to describe it.
Polarizing.
Yeah.
Because that Pink Panties on its own is, it's very chill.
Right.
It's a very nice, like, I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. Or I'm not like, right?
Well, and this isn't, like, overriding it either, where I would expect some sativas do. But I guess because it's a sativa mixed with a pretty well a solid 50-50 hybrid.
Yeah, and
probably like, breaks it down a bit.
Because it's hash, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you've had it, right? You've had it in, like, the Animal Face blunt.
Yep.
Oh, like
yeah, that's right.
I have. Dude, that crazy 2-grammer magnificentness.
That's true. People, yeah. You know what? Look, I found my El Bluntos.
Nice. Good find.
I was looking for those. I had 2 packs. 4, 8 joint, 8 blunts. I think there's only 2 left in that one, but. Yeah, I couldn't remember where I put it.
Good find.
Mm-hmm.
Still got the recliner rocking?
No, I think that one's done. No, we smoked that one. The other ones are still there, though.
Gotcha.
So we've got the blueberry muffin blunt. Fuck, I forgot I had that.
Blueberry muffin's always a nice one.
I know, I like that blunt a lot. But yeah, this is a good mix of sativas and indicas. Okay, here, let me ask you a question. We're going to shift gears. So, like, let's pretend we could be high at work, mm-hmm. right? Because, like, you can't, I mean, people do it, but you can't really be high at work, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's, one, if you even remotely pride yourself on being able to educate people on weed and try to get people on the side of weed, you should have a clear head
to be able to enunciate.
Yeah.
Like,
right? That, you know what? That's funny, because that's been one of my biggest issues with fucking, sort of all the people that you see in the public eye that were trying to, in the, like, late 90s, early 2000s, even a little bit now, but it's less now because how legal it is. I'm rambling. My point is that I always had a problem with all the people that would speak for potheads because they were always stoned as shit at a rally where everybody was stoned as shit.
Yeah.
Right? And they would try to explain things, but it would always be like, yeah, but you know, it's freedom and like freedom of speech, bro. And like, we don't want to be taken down by the man. We just want to sit in a field and smoke our grass, all right? And play our fucking bongos, all right?
Yeah.
But it's like.
Like, he should have been all second string at best.
Right?
You know? Like, somebody else should have been at the forefront being like, yeah, so this is what I actually think about what the situation
like,
is. Yes, I'm high. I'm quite high right now. But I can maybe tell you a thing or two.
Exactly.
And ask you a few questions.
Yep. Exactly. I always looked at that being like, they can't, like, even before I started smoking weed, I remember seeing shit like that. I'd be like, they can't, like, this is a caricature. Like, yeah. Sure, there's yeah. some guys that go that way and girls, whatever, but, like.
No problem.
Yeah, right? Matt, you want to join my drum circle? Like, fuck off, dude.
I've seen you before, man. I swear I've seen you before. Where? What's your name? Please step back, sir.
Hey, bro, just, like, spread all the love. Like, we're all just cool, you know? Like, no, not everybody's cool.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong. I want to get along with everybody. But, like, let's not pretend that everybody's fucking chill, right?
It's funny because I remember going to Port Elgin Friday the 13th. Went there with a few friends, and we were just, like, busking, like, playing music and that sort of thing.
Yep.
But in the morning, my dear friend, a big old punk guy, he was just chilling in the middle of the street. And a Hell's Angel passed him a joint. And he's just like, yeah, great. Awesome. Right on. Thanks, man. And then two cops come. I'm like, yo, Brian, man, that's not cool. This is a few years ago.
Yeah.
Good few years ago before legalization and all that. And like, Brian, like, the cops are coming.
Yeah.
And then they walking by, definitely smell it. Just keep on walking. Dude. Because, like, it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Right? For those that don't know, it's a large gathering of bikers in Port Elgin.
Yep.
Wild time. Crazy weekend. But yeah, like, just the passing of all of that. You get the biker guy, punk guy, and then two cops. It's like nothing was done because of the environment.
Right?
Yeah.
That's always what it's like, though. Like, yeah. The only time it's not is when it's, like, hard drugs. Like, if it's a pill or something like that, it's like, let's fuck up this kid's high.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let's raid him because he thinks I'm a fucking green purple monster.
Let's fuck up this kid's eye.
You know? Whereas, like, if it's people on weed just hanging out, they're just like, whatever. You know? Even at concerts, the only reason they would take weed or, like, take it back from you was if they were told to, kind of. Like, if there was a directive to do that.
Right.
Right? Whereas most of the time, they'd just be like, really, you're smoking a joint, like, out under a tree?
Yeah,
you know, right. But if you do it, like, right in their face, maybe don't do that.
That's a little, yeah.
You know what I mean? They come over, like, oh, I didn't have anything. Yeah. And maybe don't be carrying, like, a pound.
Yeah. Because <You know?
laughs> that's the other thing people are like, oh, I need 2 ounces because I need to stay high the whole festival, man. Like, yeah, but if you have 2 ounces, that guy will have 2 ounces.
Yeah.
Another guy will have 2. There will be more weed there than you need to bring to the fucking place.
Yeah. I gotta say, I wouldn't mind being there for the cleanup in the morning.
Nah.
Or the next several days.
Yeah.
But, like, you know there's going to be ounces left behind.
Oh, man.
Or confiscate.
Okay, rat anybody out. But let's just say, when there were festivals that we went to, because sometimes we go out to festivals on big fairgrounds.
Yep.
There'd be a lot of people throughout the day. So they would confiscate their weed, and they would keep it in garbage bags, and if you camped out, they'd, you know, whatever. They don't have enough transportation to deal with the amount of weed that they pick up.
True.
Right?
Didn't even consider that.
Yeah. So what they end up doing is they take a bunch of it for whatever. Most of it they burn, but they can't take all of it. So the stuff that's left over, they go to the security guys. Hey, can you guys get rid of this?
Yeah, sure. Right away. Yeah. No problem.
And so two things happen. One, the security guys. Yeah, that's my fault. I'm sorry.
That's all good. That was my.
The security guys go and they get high as fuck that night. But then the next day is still the festival. So you take the weed that you can't smoke, because you can't smoke all the weed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you start selling it back to the people that lost it. Because you're only making $8.50 an hour.
Yep.
I'm not saying I ever did this.
That's an excellent.
But I know that it happens. Yeah.
Just working through some avenues and seeing what sticks.
You know, it's. I mean, it totally makes sense because the funny part, though, is how, like, it's weed, okay? And I remember being told before I did a concert, my first concert ever, they're like, okay, you're going to be patting people down. If you find weed, you have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'd leave the weed if it was like, you know, if it wasn't too evident.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if it wasn't in your fucking cigarette pack or behind your ear. Like, do you know how many people is the fucking early 2000s?
Like, yeah.
Guys would come in with long hair and it'd be under their fucking long hair in their ear, and oh, then yeah. just like, hey, bro. And you're like, yeah, thanks, bro. Like, you didn't even have to talk to him to know it was up there, you know? Yep. Or you watch him come in, and there's a long walkway, and you always fidget.
Yep.
But yeah, I remember the first time doing, when I was working one, they were like, yeah, watch people, watch these guys with weed specifically. Mm-hmm. He's like, they'll all cry. I was like, cry, really? I took weed off probably 15 people that night.
Yeah.
Two or three of them were girls, and the rest were all dudes. Every single dude started whining like a bitch. Like, dude, those yeah. are my cheat joint. You know how much I paid to get that? Oh, you're gonna break. I was like, look, man, I can't. And this is before I really smoked weed, so like, yeah. It was bad. So yeah, I would just take it and be like, hey, I was a dick. If I was smart, I would have kept it, sold it to my friends. But
right. Funny thing is, there's probably a guy way back in line that's like selling all these fucking joints to these guys going in, right? And then they all get taken away. And then one guy gets smart enough to be like, look, if you want to get to the source, there's a guy like 2 miles back that way.
Right? I once did sell at a concert. I confiscated this guy's weed because he had like two joints in his cigarette pack. And I took him, and it was just him and his girlfriend. So I took him. And I'm walking around later on that night, and they're in my cigarette pack. And the guy's like, you fucking took my weed. And I turn, I go, you want it back? He goes, yeah? I go, how much did you pay for it? He goes, like, $20 for two joints or something. I go, well, $40 will get them back. That was pretty funny.
That's great.
He bought them back.
Of course he did. Yeah.
He didn't have a choice.
Nope.
It was the middle of the concert. It was right at the good part, you know?
Yeah.
The right time to spark a joint when everybody, like, the whole place reeked of weed.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta say, I'm probably that guy. Like, if it's between me and not having a joint,
yeah,
I will pay you what you ask, up to what I have in cash.
It's funny because, like...
And then I will report you. No, okay.
Yeah. I get it.
He took your joints. Really?
Yeah, you gotta remember too. This is when it was like all illegal. So yep. Like you couldn't say shit. Who are you gonna tell? Everybody'd be like, yeah, of course he took your joints.
Yeah.
The only thing you'd be able to do is tell him that I sold them back to you.
Yeah.
And that would get me in shit.
Right.
Right? But like, who would believe that?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, sure, he sold you two joints back. Yeah, right, whatever. Because the guy that was with you would be like, yeah, I saw him chuck those. You know? Yeah. Like,
cannot be proved.
But yeah, I remember that. That was the one time I did something shady like that. It felt good though. I didn't like the guy.
Yeah,
there's something that like rubbed me the wrong way about him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't just any dude.
Like, I know people say don't make snap judgments, but if I'm getting an immediate snap, you're getting some judgment.
Right?
You know, like I had that with the guy at Kind, standing in line.
Yep.
And there's just like, there's a reply. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, man.
We're not talking to
you. Okay, so we just smoked.
Organic cherry cake? Wait, from the beginning?
So we started. I don't know where I was going with that. I just, dude. I felt the conversation dropping off.
We're
so I was like, let's
recap?
Redirect it.
Point of recap?
Sure. I'm sure we just did this like a few minutes ago.
We probably did.
We've had the Pink Panties by Pistol in Paris at 78.6% or 78.3%. We've had the Cherry AK with the Animal Face hash infused that Tyler rolled, which he rolled very nicely, by the way. And
that's my bread and butter.
We've had puff after puff off of our Liquid Blunts by, who's it by again?
Electric Smoke. It's the, I'm pretty sure it's Final Bell. But
if you look on the packaging, it says Electric Smoke.
Electric Smoke. Creme Royale.
It looks like this. It's pretty fucking awesome.
It's delightful.
Yeah.
You want a watermelon?
Yeah. I'm not going to say no to gummies.
When I went to, they're quite sticky. I just say reach in because this bag is...
You don't want my hands in there. I have a dog.
Here, do you want on the table?
Sure.
Just
there
provide
you, go.
You
cool.
with...
Thanks, man.
They're all 1 milligram. It doesn't really matter. But it's just nice to have.
It's more the mouth-watering flavor.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Speaking of flavor, you'll see my OG jerk hat.
Mm-hmm.
They came by and dropped off the hat, which is, thank you very much. They also dropped off, what else did they drop off? A sample of popcorn, Chicago-style popcorn.
Chicago mix. Yep.
Yep. It was pretty good. It wasn't quite as crunchy as I thought it should be. But it was still good. It was just a little more chewy. I assume that's because of the distillate or whatever, because it doesn't seem like what they make is infused with the food, like a gummy's infused with it, right?
Right.
It seems like they do it in the, like, the flavor coating, whatever that's going to be. So if it's popcorn, it'd be like the butter flavoring is infused somehow.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing with, like, if they do caramel on the other side of the popcorn, the Chicago mix.
Right.
It seems like it's in the caramel, not the fucking popcorn.
Right.
Same thing with the nuts. It's on the rub on the nuts. And
the rub on the nuts.
I did that on purpose. I saw it coming. I was like, it's right there.
It's right there.
You gotta say rub the nuts.
Yeah.
So, it just seems like it's a better high, too, in my opinion. Like, I like gummies and stuff, but I find that, like, we've talked about this before. I find that you kind of, like, flatline on them after. Oh. And the nuts and stuff and the chips, they don't have that. They have more of a sativa prolonging of the high.
It's definitely more in the head with those guys.
Now, we need to talk about this as the final thing we talk about for this podcast here. Because we have to end on this, because this was one of the best fucking things I've ever had. Not ever, but no, ever. I'm saying it. Ever. Ever had. Bridget.
Oh my God.
Makes infused brownies, hands down.
Man.
Martha Stewart, you want to learn how to make some good ass brownies to make you high? Call Bridget.
Yep.
Okay? Because
Amazing.
Hold on. I got a thing for that.
That's right. There's a thing.
Bridget. So she, for a little potluck thing she had, she had infused some brownies with sage and sour from MTL Cannabis. And as if you don't know, that sage and sour has a bunch of CBG in it.
Which CBG, and it's always high percentage anyways, like,
right?
THC wise.
Yep.
So,
and it's always a really good sativa high.
Mm-hmm.
So however Bridget made the butter or whatever she infused, I think it was the butter, into these brownies, dude.
Yeah.
I came over late.
Well, you were closing the shop, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we came over after we closed the shop. You guys had just eaten them, right? Or had you
relatively
had
before that? I think it was probably 45 minutes, if not.
Oh, dude. And it was like spiking right when we got there.
I got there like 6:30-ish.
Okay.
Just after 6:30. Right. Yeah, and you guys still would have been there until after 8.
Yep.
So, yeah, somewhere within there. Plus, Kenny brought the pierogies.
Yeah.
They were also infused.
Oh, yeah, you guys ate those. Yeah. I had one brownie.
Yeah. And I had also had one of those snapbacks.
The drink.
Blackberry.
Yeah.
So I was just zingered.
Woo!
Plus,
yep.
The Zenko.
That's right.
Zenko cup.
Yep.
Man. So I was pretty tasty at the time. But that brownie, man, that it just sends you to the stars.
Okay. When you're talking about, like, moon pie, right? Like, I know moon pie is strong from Amsterdam. Like, maybe I'm not ready for Amsterdam moon pie then. Because whatever Bridget made, I feel like outdoes a lot. I don't think I've ever had an edible this strong.
Like, that's what I want in an edible from the market. I want to be able to get that in regular consumption.
Yeah. Like, being able to make that at home, great. But, like, now let Bridget make those and sell them.
Yeah.
Because, like, give me.
It sells itself. Bridget's brownies? Are you kidding me?
Right.
We wrote it for you, Bridget. There it is.
I'll buy your first load.
Yeah.
All of them.
I will supply the green going in to the brownie.
Yeah. They were so good. Because, okay, so I got over there. Oh, that's going to keep falling over. So I got over there. And you guys, we started talking for a bit. So as soon as I got there, I went over to the food and I just grabbed one brownie. Well, I ate the whole brownie because I was like, you know, like, well, I'm not going to have half of this. Like, I knew it was infused, but I was like, I'm only going to eat this.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, I'll just have this. See what happens. Okay. Within 30 minutes of being there, luckily I had to leave because I had to get my kids dinner because it was late, whatever. By the time I got from one side of town to the side that I live on and the McDonald's that's right behind my house, I gave in the order. As soon as the order was done, the high started to fucking overwhelm. Hey, the guy says to me, pull up to the window. And I was like, what? Window one or window two? So I just pulled up to window two. I was like, they all gotta have cash registers. I don't know what he just said to me. Because the high was setting in. And it's a sativa high. And for Justin, a sativa high makes everything sound like...
Yeah, you're right? Skibidi, Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then I feel like I'm just staring at people when I... Like, I feel like a half second of silence is like...
The delay?
Yeah. It's... Right, yeah. You're just like, why are you staring at me? Oh, wait, I'm saying something right now. And like, then you think like, did I wait too long? I don't know. It feels like it, but if you were to watch it back, it probably was nothing.
How much of this was I thinking? How much of this was I actually saying out loud?
Because the weed just slows you down.
Yep.
Right? So... where was I going with that? Oh yeah. So then, I got to the McDonald's and luckily I put my order in, I paid for it. I'm sitting in the car. They give it to me as soon. And I'm telling you, this McDonald's is right behind my house. As soon as I pulled into my driveway, whoomph, like it hit me like a truck, dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I sat down with the kids. We ate everything. We sat on the couch. And this is the best part. So we're sitting on the couch, and my daughters are watching. I told you this.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching Impractical Jokers. And the dog's lying on me. I'm petting the dog and giggling. I'm giggling like I'm 8 years old, and somebody's tickling me. Okay? I'm not squirming, but that sound is coming out of a man. And at the same time, my daughters are laughing, and finally... My oldest looks over at me and she goes, Dad, you should watch this when you're high. I feel like this show would be really good to watch high. And I start laughing. I go, yeah, it would. I don't tell her that I'm high as balls. But that's where we were at.
Yeah. I am seasoned.
Dude, it was so good. Anyway, those brownies, they made it feel like it was the first time I had gotten high.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I knew how to get high. Right. So getting that high was, like, actually fun this time, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't too much.
Yeah.
But the high from it was so gradual. That was the coolest part.
It was, like, literally, like, coming out of a tunnel.
Yeah.
Just that poom.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was, like, phases. So, like, the first half hour, it starts in your feet. Mm-hmm. And your feet go tingly. And then it's like a warm sensation up from like your knees to your shoulders for probably about a half an hour. And then after that, you just get really relaxed. And then you zone in on shit at some point where you're just like, whatever's in front of me, I'm staring at it. Like, ooh, what is this?
Yeah.
Right? So that's how TV happened. Because I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
And then you get
something that's not inside here.
And your brain shuts off. That's the other thing. Your brain just goes, hey. I'm out. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Dancing colors.
Yep. The only difference is you don't drool. You get a little bit hungry. Actually, you know what? I didn't snack that much.
I think I snacked.
Yeah, but that could have been like the combination of everything that you had.
Yeah.
Whereas that time I had just had the brownie. So it was like, and right after eating the brownie, as the high's kicking in, I'm eating like the fattest fast food on the planet, McDonald's. Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
right. So like,
it'll kick you down a step.
Yeah. The grease is like, no, bring that back.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, grease, relax. But yeah, Bridget and then everybody that had tried them said the same thing. They were amazing. Yep. But like, yeah, I have not had it. I don't know if you have, but I haven't had an edible. I don't think I've ever had an edible that was that much fun
mm-hmm.
and that high.
True.
Because I've had higher, but it was not nearly as fun.
Yeah. It's usually one of the other. Yeah. Yeah, it's very true.
Where you're just like, oh no, I feel it coming, and it's just a black hole.
I've definitely had one, like, almost if not as intense, and it was the little freaking, he said it was a robot, I say it's a Lego man, it looks like a fucking Lego man, gummy.
Yep.
Nathan gave
me. Yeah, he gave me one of those too.
Had that with a couple other things. I don't remember what. But I was going to offer to the other guys I was going to a concert with.
Yep.
It was Primus. Primus covering Rush.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. Yeah. And, like, I'm like, do you guys want some of this? And they're like, nope. I'm like, all right. And just immediately threw it back. I'm like, I know it's going to hit by the time we get to, like, the parking garage. Uh-huh. And sure as shit, that's exactly what happened. But, yeah, that one was a crazy experience. I think that was one the first times I had a cart, like a freaking 510 or something like that.
Yep.
So that was a great time. But that one was the wrong side of it, kind of. At a certain point, like, you're just, like, breathing through it, you know? I mean, it didn't help that I was sensory overload at a concert, but, I mean, but with Bridget's, it's just fucking there.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's the right kind of there, where you're just like, okay, I mean, okay, like, I had a 10-minute discussion in my head about whether or not I could get water. Where I'm sitting there, I'm laughing at the show, howling, but at the same time thinking, like, I really could go for a glass of water. But like checking my high and being like, can I move? And you like I'm sitting with the dog, so I'm like brushing the dog. I'm like, well, that hand works. And then the next hand, I'm like, nah, it feels kind of weird if I do that. So you just lay there for another 5 minutes. You're like, how bad do I need water? I don't need it that bad. Wait, if I stood up, what would my legs do right now? And then you put one leg on the ground, you're like, nah.
Yeah. It's going one or two ways. It's going to bring you up and you're going to go to, or you're blacking out. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, that's the worst when you're just like, because if you're high enough and you're greening out enough, if you stand up, it doesn't matter how, you could be slowly. You could go as slow as you want. As soon as you reach the peak, your body's like, nah, I'm down there.
You want the rest of this one. Yeah. No, we didn't sign up for that.
You know, when you were on the chair, that was like our max.
Yeah.
Why you made us do this, we don't know.
You didn't charge us enough. That's all I can say. You got to recharge, man.
But yeah, Bridget's brownies, delicious.
Yep.
That Tank Panty stuff, fucking right on.
Really nice.
Oh, should we finish the sesh off with, like, I wouldn't recommend, no, not that one. That's one, sorry. I have some cherry cake too. But no, I meant the Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Now, see, that concerns me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Little so close because I still have to go home and eat soup, and I don't want to drown in it.
Well, when I say, because we're going to close out, because we've been going for like a good hour and a bit.
Okay.
And it feels like the natural finish.
Conclusion.
Plus, you want to, you know what? I'll do the Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Cool by me.
And then what we'll do is keep it going, and you can record the intro, because we're going to have an intro. I can always cut that piece out.
There's going to be like 19 takes, probably.
Yeah, whatever. We'll just keep it rolling.
Dry. Do we want to close out first, or?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Cool beans.
So, okay. Oh, shit. Do I have a dab tool down here? Is there one on that tray?
This little guy here?
Oh, I'll take that, yeah.
That's a little tool.
Thank you, sir.
No worries.
What the fuck is on there? Oh.
It's a little treat.
All right.
A little extra pep.
Did you open this? Did you get to see it?
I did.
You smelt it too?
Yeah, I got it as soon as I opened it. That's some real nice stuff.
What did I tell you it tastes like? Berries and fresh air.
Fresh air, that's right. Yeah, I remember the fresh air. Yeah.
Honestly, it feels like it came off the side of a mountain.
Like a mountain berry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking delicious.
Luscious, fresh mountain berry.
Yeah, whatever you said it was, I was like, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that. Also, that resin consistency is just, like, it's really nice.
It is. It reminds me, I was telling you this. So the first resin I ever tried, oh, that's a diamond.
Oh.
All right. The first. It is. There's a big diamond.
Just casual. Oh, that's a diamond. All right.
There's a big diamond chunk
that I just broke into.
Yeah, like it's right in the middle. That's what the glob is on.
Gotcha.
So this is the Alaskan Thunderfuck. But it reminds me of the live resin.
If it's diamonds, is it?
It's not. I'm lying. I just realized what I was saying. It's okay. I'm high. It's live resin. It was just like...
I was going to say, yeah, you got the
more
right one.
Solid in the middle.
Yeah. Like a freaking, like a honeycomb almost, you know? Like
I got stuck on pink panties for a sec.
That's fair.
But yes, you're right. It is diamonds. Very like honeycomby. And it has that kind of texture too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I don't know what I was saying now. Something about it. Whatever you said it tasted like, that's what it tasted like. What
were Mountain called? Berries.
Mountain berries. Oh, that's what I was going to say. It reminds me of the first... The first live resin I tried by San Rafael, just in color. It wasn't quite... That was... Chemdog. I don't know what happened there. Chemdog was the first one I tried by San Rafael. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's a live resin. That's what I was trying to say. But unfortunately, it was nowhere near as intense as this high. So, to end out the show, because those are our thoughts off the stem for this week, I'm going to do a Stundenglass flip right now.
Want me to run it for you?
Yeah, do you mind double tapping
the Hoosian style
bad boy? Yeah. There we go. Sweet.
Doing a little thing.
So I hope you enjoyed the sesh. Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, and Tyler Neely on Thoughts Off the Stem.
Yeah.
I'm so high right now.
Dude.
It's like the concentrate thing was a good idea at the beginning.
Yeah.
The stories, I hope, come across like nice, but oh, what was I thinking? And now there's more Stundenglass.
Of course there is.
But those are our Thoughts Off the Stem. Thank you for joining us this week. Let's get back. What else do I say after this? Oh, yeah. We hope you come back next week. Well, I do. Tyler might be. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see what happens. Hope you come back.
We'll see if we make it past this one.
Dude, I got the giggles. I don't know where they came from.
This is us now. See, we're stuck like this now. Pink panties. That's what it does to you.
Yep. Oh, we got a flip.
Oh, yeah.
Did it heat? No. All right. Heat up. All right. So hope you come back next week on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Podchaser, Good Pods, wherever you get a podcast. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby.
Rock on, man. I'm so fucking high.
Dude, look, I want
the
one
combo,
more. Right?
Of whatever we've had. I wonder if these had a... No, not that soon. But yeah, that was a crazy high. That was a crazy combo.
You have to try this after.
Thoughts off the stem, friend, a neighborhood party.
Ah, right.